Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Dan.
Here we go. Wet and rainy Friday free-for-all is underway with a change in the billing for today because this is International Women's Day. In the interest of diversity, today's show is billed as the Bobettes and Bob. Yeah. Now we promote Miss Moneypenny and Little Annie in the News Center to the top billing for today. Great to have you along. Here's how you join me and take part in the Friday free-for-all, where you can talk about anything that's on your mind. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. Rush was off again today. Did you say that that Limbaugh is sick, Moneypenny? Is that what you'd heard?
I think that is what they said.
Yeah, what, he got a sore throat or lost his voice or something?
Something, and he's going to be out Monday, too, so he'll be back Tuesday.
That's good. He'll get a chance to get well-rested and come back at his fighting weight. In on the text line, 71307, Bob, curcumin is an extract of the turmeric root, but buyer beware of many brands that sell forms that are not bioavailable. In other words, very little enters the bloodstream. Bottom line, do your homework before buying. I wouldn't buy the cheap stuff from the big box store. Yeah, probably better off at a place that specializes in those sort of things. Bobby, you said Somalians could come directly into America? Yeah, because of the various gangs and mobs and the unrest they've had over all the violence. They can just come right in. I thought everybody had to go through steps to become a citizen. Bobby, if they could find a way to tax daylight, then Hugh Leatherman and company in the legislature would pass daylight savings time tomorrow. Yeah, I believe it. Bobby, could you please spell that natural thing by helping cancer? I wasn't by a pen. Yeah, it is C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, curcumin. And the turmeric is T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, okay? Bobby, I'd like to see a woman go over to Somalia, try to be elected, then start trying to force all these American rules and beliefs on their country. I'd like to see how far they would get. Yeah, are you kidding? The warlords over there would have them strung up in a heartbeat. Bobby, wasn't Omar married to her brother for immigration purposes? Isn't that illegal? That's the story. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it certainly has been widely circulated that she did allegedly marry her brother so he could become a citizen. Bobby, what did Omar say about Obama? Nothing flattering. Was critical of his using drones to kill her Muslim brothers and sisters. Bobby, don't give them too much credit they don't deserve. They can't even fix a pothole correctly. Speaking of potholes, you like that segue there, Money? But pretty smooth. Our friend Rick Brundrett, who is the news editor for The Nerve, that is the website of the South Carolina Policy Council. They got some more Freedom of Information Act requests back from SCDOT. If you ask the South Carolina Department of Transportation how many potholes it fills statewide, all the agency can do is give estimates. Well, at least they're ballparking it for us, right? DOT says it patched an estimated 57,300 potholes statewide from January 10th to February 19th at a total cost of $3.6 million. The agency told The Nerve yesterday in response to a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, request for records about its heavily publicized pothole blitz. Yes, indeed. It's a pothole blitz That's going on. But, there's always a but. Although requested by the Nerve, the department didn't give a county-by-county breakdown of the total number of potholes filled during the period or total cost by county, though it listed the total number of work requests per county. Well, there's a big difference between how many requests and how many potholes get filled, isn't there? Richland County, where DOT is headquartered, I know you'll be stunned to hear this, easily led all counties with 1,253, or 15% of the total 8,326 work requests during the nearly six-week period, about 500 more requests than Greenville, which came in second with 781 requests, which tells you how many we have. Rounding out the 20 counties with the highest number of work requests over the period, Lexington, 669, York, 482, Spartanburg, 479, Charleston, 372, Anderson, 317, Berkeley, 309, Florence, 292, Horry County, 284, Lancaster, 232, Aiken, 218, Williamsburg, 209, and then on down the line. Pickens comes in near the bottom with 174 requests. Lawrence County with 168, Newberry with 166. Half of the counties had fewer than 100 work requests during the six-week period, with the Allendale County being at the bottom of the list with just four requests. DOT told the Nerve that statewide, the agency had 78,785.1 person hours performing pothole patching operations. You're familiar with those. That's where they come and they dump a little bit of they dump some pebbles in and put some super glue on top of it and hope for the best, at a total labor cost of $1.6 million, which worked out to be an average of about $21 an hour. The department based its estimate of 57,300 filled potholes using a formula that included 5,730 tons of unspecified patching material used. That's the pebbles they pour in there. And assuming 200 pounds of material used for an average size pothole of 2 feet long, 2 feet wide, and 4 inches deep. I think a more in-depth survey would be required here in Greenville. I hit one this morning. It's just about dislocated the suspension. If the number of potholes filled in each county over the period reflected the percentage of work requests, the number of patched potholes would range from 27 in Allendale County to 8,623 in Richland County. DOT did not provide the Nerve with a breakdown of the estimated number of patched potholes by county. They requested it, but they hadn't received it by the time they went to press. The agency announced in January, promoting through social media and news outlets statewide, that it was launching their pothole blitz to repair what it claimed was a growing number of potholes statewide brought on by recent heavy rains. Are they counting? And I'm just wondering, are they counting in here in these 57,300 potholes filled, the ones that were filled with rainwater? I'm just asking. At a DOT commission meeting last month, agency head Christy Hall said about 43,000 potholes were patched from January 10th, the start of the blitz, to February 3rd. And this goes to what, February 10th? And they did, it went from 43,000 to 57,300? So in that short space of time, they were busy as beavers. She also said DOT patched about 411,000 potholes statewide last fiscal year, though she acknowledged that number was an estimate also. Great. Do they do the same thing with the budget? You know, when they go to the State Infrastructure Bank, SCDOT goes to the State Infrastructure Bank for one of their boondoggle projects. Do they estimate how much money they have and how much they're going to spend? Whew. Wow. 16 after 4, we go to the phones when I come right back here on the Friday Free-for-All on the Bobby Mack Show. Well, at least we had blue skies one day this week, yesterday. Looks like Sunday afternoon, me a little bit better, but boy, today is another grim, gray, wet one. In on the text line, Bobby Mack said, everyone attack, and it turned into a pothole blitz. Weatherman's in, and they ain't going to warn you. That's all I have. Thank you. Yeah, a little takeoff on ballroom blitz. Bob, not taking up for the DOT, but the rain does play havoc on asphalt and concrete because of the hydraulic pressure the tires put on the surface when it's running over water. Almost impossible to stay on top of repairs. I think we're seeing the evidence of that for sure. Bobby, with International Women's Day today, don't forget about Jennifer Blue Cheesy. Right, weather person. Bob, I think the people fixing the potholes are the ones who are blitzed. The so-called repairs only last 10 days at most. Talk about job security. Another says, Bobby, it's like driving on an obstacle course, one of those where there is no way to be successful. Yeah, no kidding. Back and forth, left and right. There's another one. Bobby, how do these politicians stay in office if they patch that many potholes and our roads are still undrivable? Good question. Bobby, Spartanburg's worst road, Bryant Road, exit 7 off of Business 85, has to be more than 20% patched. Also, Inman's Highway 292 near I-26. Yeah, you could make a list that goes on forever. To the phones we go. Let's cross the border. Many are doing that these days. It's the latest trope. You notice that word being used so much this week? That's the buzzword for the week, is trope. Crossing the border. Donnie is in Hendersonville, across the border in North Carolina. Hi, Donnie, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, how are you?
So far, so good.
You ain't floated away with all the rain, have you?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It's getting on my last nerve, Don.
Yes, sir. Just two quick things I wanted to share. When I was a young boy myself, my mom, I'd always tell her to stop worrying about me, and she would always say, you'll never understand a mother's love for her child until you have one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bobby, I've had two children, and I totally understand what my mom was telling me when I was younger.
You bet.
Now, what I'm getting at here is when my wife was having our second child, she had a bad reaction to an epidural.
Ooh.
And going in and out of consciousness, she looked at me and said, take care of our child. Now, how is it that we have come to a society where we can praise and just party in celebration over something as evil as abortion?
Yeah. And light up buildings in New York City in celebration of infanticide, for God's sake.
I mean, if a woman can sit there and, you know, not knowing if she's going to make it or not and say, take care of my child.
Mm-hmm.
How is it, you know, some mothers have that love? I just don't understand it, Bobby. But I say all this and to remind you and, you know, some listeners who maybe haven't heard about it, but liveaction.org /petition is a petition to sign to defund Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And right now we're at 684,762 signatures. So I want to try to help get the word out. If you don't mind helping me do that. So
not
we can
a bit.
Hopefully one day snuff out this evil.
And as unfortunately, as long as the Democrats continue to not just promote their evil, but expand it, we're going to have to fight them tooth and claw.
I'm telling you, it's going to come down to the day of judgment when we have to come and meet our, you know, Lord Jesus Christ, and it's just, that's going to be one hard thing to deal with whenever
yeah.
it comes that time, you know?
You bet. That's,
I'll be praying for them.
That's going to be a difficult question when that explanation is required before the throne. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I mean, I continue to pray for those people who, you know, promote that, but I also pray for the ones who don't make it.
Yes.
You know, or the ones being aborted, but
and you know, it's funny. You know, you mentioned your mom saying that, and the other aspect of that is, it doesn't matter how old you may be. My mom lived to be just short of 93, and so I was in my late 60s when she passed away. And I,
oh man,
trust me on this, I was still her baby. Okay,
you know, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So my mom always said, I don't care how old you get or whatever, you're always gonna be my baby.
You
and
bet.
I still will give you a whooping.
Yep. I remember that part of it as well. Thanks, Donnie. Good to hear from you from Hendersonville today. I appreciate your being here. D.A. is next up and is on the cell phone. Hi, D.A., and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Bobby, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hear you fine.
In the early 80s, I was racing motorcycles down in Daytona Beach during the Speed Week.
Uh-huh.
And Goodyear had given...
D.A., sorry, let me interrupt you. Are you using a speakerphone, D.A.? Oh, it's breaking up. That's what it is.
Better now?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that is better.
I was racing motorcycles in Daytona Beach in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And Goodyear had given two guys a special soft compound tire. And the other racers were protesting it, right?
Okay.
So the people in the stands were getting all excited and everything because they saw what was going on.
Yeah.
And my friend, he made a, he didn't shoot the middle finger. He made a come on hand gesture to the crowd. And the police arrested him for instigating a riot.
I would say that... if that's the case, that riot would have been pretty easily instigated. I mean, you know, maybe a one-on-one fight, but a riot? If that was... thank you, D.A. I got to let you go because the connection is not all that good. But if that's the case, we would have riots breaking out all over the city on a daily basis with people saluting each other with your number one. 4:29 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Friday. Welcome back. 4:36 now, 24 before 5. Headlights on out there, please. It's raining. State law, you know, when the wipers are going, the headlights need to be on as well. I know you don't need them to see where you're going, but it helps other people see you coming. All right. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. Bobby, I heard Mark Stein, who was filling in today, say that Rush used a sick day followed by accumulated vacation days. Stay warm and dry. Gotcha. Appreciate that. Bobby, regarding the abortions, how about the men of this country take the decision away from women and don't have sex or get fixed? From Tina, RN. Thanks, Tina. Bobby, do you think we will ever rise up and stop going toward communism? If so, when? Pardon me, and I texted back November 2020. And the texter replied, I pray it is that soon. Enough is enough. So y'all don't like how us Republicans are fixing your roads. Who y'all going to vote for? A tax and spend Democrat. We already have them. They merely call themselves Republicans. Bobby, didn't they raise taxes to fix these roads? Yes, they did. The gas tax. Mm-hmm. How's it working out? Bobby, my uncle bent the rim on his tire hitting a pothole in Spartanburg. That story is legion, you know, all over the place. Rims bent, tires blown out, suspension wrecked. And I think we had a couple more that I had not gotten to yet. Oh, yeah. Bob, please tell people to contact whatever part of government to pass a law. Turn on your lights when it's raining and foggy. They could start fining people and hire more highway patrolmen. Power curve is ahead of you on this one. It is state law. You have to have your lights on. But, you know, they're never going to give a ticket for it. Bobby, how do you fill out a pothole request? You go to the SCDOT website. Okay. Bobby, I think they do just as well filling the potholes with mulch. Bobby, those 57,300, what they forgot to tell you is they only did one road. Probably. Bobby, Florida ending standard time is still pending federal congressional approval. So nothing's changed yet. Sorry, Money Penny, from Ben in Anderson. Thanks for the update. Appreciate that. Yeah, because it is federal law. You got to get the permission of our betters, the elitists in Washington. Bobby, I just came back from Frankfort, Kentucky. I've never seen so many potholes on the interstates in my life. I don't think I saw many segments that were all that smooth. I hear you. Bobby, does the Nerve have a website? Yes, they do. TheNerve.org. In fact, where did I put the pothole story? Here it is. Here you go, Money Penny. For it's going up on our Facebook page in the next couple of minutes, so you can peruse it at your leisure. Bobby, if Omar married her brother and they had a child, the child would be her nephew or niece, and she would be their aunt and mother. Yeah, well, the marriage was, as they say, one of convenience, so that her brother could become a citizen, because he was then married to a U.S. citizen. Bobby, can you please repeat the contest keyword for this hour? Laugh out loud. there's an oldie but goodie. It'll be back, well, soon. It'll be back soon. Bobby, I get locally grown turmeric at a local store in Easley called Farmacy. Farmacy. Oh, and the farmer that grows it is a physician. Huh, there you go. Bobby, I thought that all elected officials could be recalled by the people. Not in South Carolina. It's not in our Constitution. Bobby, Rush is in a big celebrity golf tournament this weekend. He did have a sore throat, but reportedly is fine now. Appreciate that. Thanks. Bobby, this coming Thursday, March 14th, is International Man Day. Well, we got International Women's Day today, so 14th is going to be International Man's Day. There you go. Appreciate that. From Paul, Paul 51 in Greenville. Bob, curcumin is an extract of the turmeric root. Oh, yeah. That takes me back to the beginning. Meantime, in Washington, your tax dollars once again being wisely spent. I've had friends that were flyboys, Air Force pilots, tell me how towards the end of the fiscal year, they got so much more flight time because they had to burn up all the aviation fuel they had on that. Otherwise, you know, it's use it or lose it. This at the Washington Times today. It turns out September, not April, may be the federal government's worst nightmare. The end of the government's fiscal year usually brings an orgy of spending as agencies look at their budgets, see extra cash lying around, and figure, hey, better use it all up or risk its being cut in the future. This use it or lose it mentality explains why the DOD spent $9,241 on a Wexford leather chair, $2.3 million on crab, and another $2.3 million on lobster tails in September. According to a study released yesterday by Open the Books, taxpayers shelled out $97 billion on contracts in September, including a staggering $53 billion in the final week. 7 days where they spent more than they did in the entire month of August. In the final month of the fiscal year, federal agencies scramble to spend what's left in their annual budget. As might be expected, the DOD, the biggest spender, and the most money went to big-ticket necessities, such as fixed-wing aircraft. But there were also the lobster tail and crab, $163,636 spent on paintbrushes, $7.6 million on workout equipment, including ski equipment for adults and juniors, earmarked to Misawa Air Base in Japan. Arigato. The lobster tail purchases in September were a bit more than 10% of what the federal government spent on the delicacy the entire year, suggesting only a slightly elevated rate of spending, but more than a third of the $721,661 agencies spent on pianos came in September. And while taxpayers bought $1.6 million worth of golf carts, in fiscal 18, they're used a lot in Air Force flight lines. 42% of that was spent in the last 4 weeks. By the way, they also use those golf courses on those golf carts on military golf courses. The same with the government's bill for China tableware. Open the Books founder and CEO said, "This year-end spending habit, one of the most deceptive budgetary tactics in use in Washington, deeply ingrained in the culture of federal bureaucrats, and it perpetuates the myth we can never stop spending. As the national debt surpasses $22 trillion, it's time to end Washington's use-it-or-lose-it spending culture. Ending this wasteful phenomenon would go a long way toward generating big savings and winning the public's trust." Okay, there you go. Ah, lobster tails. Love those. Love those. I know they may be bottom feeders, but they are tasty. As we go to the break, this reminder.
Don't forget to spring forward.
Daylight saving time.
Yeah, which does not really save any daylight or any time. Quarter before five here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. In the flesh, taking a back seat in the billing today, though. Today's show is the Bobettes, featuring Bobby Mack, because it's International Women's Day, so we salute the distaff side. Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, making sure the trains run on time, and all that good stuff. And little Annie back in the news center as well, keeping us up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It's a fun crew. And you are a part of it as well because you're on the other end of the speaker. In on the text line 71307. "Hey, Bobettes, I have a great Green New Deal idea. Let's put wind turbine generators on cows' butts." Well, no, the cows are not going to be around much longer. Because remember, Spartacus, Senator Cory Booker of Jersey, said, "You know, we all need to become vegans like he is." Bob, the Democrats just showed how stupid they are. How much time have they spent on trying to show Russia interfered in the election? And now, legally, Russians could just come on over here and vote for Trump. Well, not quite yet. They could vote for the school board if they live in sanctuary city like San Francisco. But this is merely the Democrats' opening gambit, you know, as well as I do. They want to get votes for all the illegals. Bobby, the county and state governments also spend their budget dollars the same way. They buy all sorts of stuff as the fiscal year is grinding to a halt. Yep. Bobby, if you document damages to your vehicle, the responsible road agency will reimburse you. And isn't that fun to go through all that paperwork? Bobby, apparently we're mistaken. They are not potholes. They are South Carolina speed bumps. Ooh. Right. Bobby, I hate it, but it's going to take a lawsuit from motorcycle riders to hit potholes and be hurt or get killed before our legislators get the picture that the roads are a shambles. From JP. Bobby, I tried to get some gas tax money back when I filled out my taxes. They wanted the receipts for oil changes, and all receipts had to be separated by each car. What a ripoff. By the way, if you're doing your taxes this is fairly late in the season. They put a cap, they put a ceiling on the amount of money that you could get back in their refund fund. And I think most of that is gone by now. Bobby, it seems to me that liberals in general and LGBTQRST in particular will endanger anyone to enhance their position. The lack of morals they display undermines their efforts every time. Bobby, watch the movie Black Hawk Down. True story. Why are we allowing any Somalis into the U.S.? Well, because they are fleeing their war-torn nation. Right. Bob, fill out an SCDOT request form. Then take said form to your company's shred bin and insert. Same result. Then gas up, pay a little more tax, then get out there and bend a rim. There you go. Bobby, not to worry. It's raining, so all the potholes are full. Good point. Bobby, I ran over a pothole yesterday on Church Street. That's Spartanburg, right? So far, it's cost me $100 for a new tire and installation. Is there anyone I can hold responsible? From Jeannie. Yeah. Get in touch with the SCDOT. Just go to their website, SCDOT, .sc? I'll have to check it, but you just Google SCDOT and you'll find it. Bobby, I'm thinking Hugh Weatherman also may be in the auto repair business. We're just unaware of that. Daylight savings time this weekend, and it's time once again for another Bobby Mac Show editorial. Do we have some kind of fanfare for the editorial here? That's not it. There we go. And here is the official editorial voice of the Bobby Mac Show, Gramps.
What in the gold dang world's going on around here? I can't stand this daylight saving time and having to change all my clocks twice a year.
No.
Why? It ain't saving me any time at all. In fact, it's costing me time because I have to reset the clock on my microwave and VCR. Back in my day, we didn't have any stupid daylight saving time. We had a rooster. And when he cock-a-doodle-doo, that meant you get your butt up because you're wasting daylight time. And we didn't have to set our clocks. We looked at the sun. And when it went down and it was dark, it's time to quit. Those were the days. Now we got all the fancy appliances we have to change up all the time because some stupid person came up with some stupid idea. Spring forward or fall back. I got an idea. Why don't you just drop dead?
There is the official editorial voice of the Bobby Mac Show. That is Gramps. Thank you so much, Gramps. Good to have you here today. News is next. 5 o'clock follows immediately thereafter.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.